I kept a few pigs in. I had my little fold in. It was quite all right, I suppose. Oh, I just made a little. But I drank it all.
You're a farmer, were you, Polly?
What was that? Yeah. I wouldn't call myself a farmer. I had a few pigs.
Yes?
And I suppose, Molly, you were a strict Roman Catholic, weren't you?
No, I wouldn't say I was strict. My father was always on the doorstep, pretending to come to save my soul, but he was more interested in the bottle. You always expected a nip.
Where do you usually bring a bottle?
Actually, it cost me a great deal to keep you.
Molly.
What was this?
When you got there, where is that? What part did you live? Where you got there? What country did you live? Did you live in Ireland or in England?
In Ireland.
Ireland?
But my mother was Scots.
Your mother was Scots?
That's a funny part of us. I'm never pregnant from the past.
Well,
Molly,
what are you doing now, Catherine?
And learning how to be a good woman, I berate it. And learning how to be a good woman, it's a bit berated. But I'm quite all right. I'm quite happy. I don't do anyone any harm, I never did. And what I can see is some of the people that I've met here that were supposed to be such goody-goodies. Dear, I didn't think they were so good after all.
You see the true people, don't you,
Mom? You see the true people. You see the real people. You see people you know as you never saw them before. But this man is the make me smile. O'Leary.
Dan
O'Leary. He was always after seeing the soul. But he needed a couple of nips to get going. I had some laughs together too. He was a good man. He was me.
Molly, who met you when you went over the outside?
My mother. Mm-hmm. If your mother was as thin as was she. But she seems to have done all right for me. She was not so busy more classic. She liked the name of the bottle too. But she's all right. She was weak. But her heart was of gold. She had a heart of gold. And you, Mr. Woods. I thought of that show. And I thought of that show too, Mrs. Green.
Do you think something about your
voice? Trying to preach to the preachers.
Oh,
you can tell them anything, they know all the answers.
Oh, yes, darling.
Oh, they have special privileges. They've been taught it all.
Yes. Can't tell them anything.
Doesn't need to try and tell a person anything.
Do you meet many over there?
I've met a few. I never had much to do with parcels and excuses.
Yeah.
But I think that a lot of them have had to learn again.
Yes.
You're an interesting person. You've never been to Ireland, I suppose.
No.
China.
Yes. What part of you didn't?
Well, I've been in Dublin.
Have you been to Galway?
No.
It's a nice place. And Kerry. And Kerry.
No.
Have you not been to Kerry?
No, I've only been once. It's a man of mine.
I moved about it until the last few years of my life, and I got a wee little cottage. Just a little wee place, but it was nice. And I had a little allowance.
Molly, how do you spend your time on the other side? What do you do with yourself?
Oh, I'm quite happy. I go to school. Seems so funny when I talk about it, but I get to school. But then again, I wasn't an old woman anymore. But I'm learning all sorts of things. I'm learning all sorts of things that I would have liked to have learned in my youth. I could know it in my right to the nose on your sex. It's impossible, you know. We have no school. But here I'm learning all the things I would have liked to have learned. How to read and how to write and paint and to draw. Oh, I'm very happy here. I wouldn't want to change my life or anything.
And when you got on the other side, did you find that your religious teaching has been...
Well, I never took it in. I told you that the father used to come every week, sometimes twice a week, but I'm sure he only came out of his way because he wanted to drink on a cool night, especially. Oh, he used to talk to me about it, and I used to say, yes, father, no, father, that's right, father. No, but we got on all right. He knew that he didn't say it, but didn't convince me. He used to talk, and I used to let him talk.
Where is that for him?
Well, he had his body in Clapham. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he'd be right into town. He was quite a gay old boy. I think he back his thoughts all right. I think that was the chief thing.
Mm-hmm. Have you now got over the drink habit?
I have not watched my drink, but I have had
it.
And my old mother lived with me until she was 85. Mm-hmm. She was Scots in spite of living out in Ireland for many years. She was still a Scots as a day. She was, as loose as she was born. She never got out of the Scots gate.
Mm.
Oh, but we were all right. For a short time we lived in Dublin.
Mm.
Oh, my husband, this is my husband was alive.
Mm.
Oh. Oh, but he was a funny man. I was so sorry to see the back of him. He went off with some other woman. I was also to see the back of him, but I had three children.
Yeah.
They never bothered to come and see me. Much not seen this in my life. But it didn't matter.
How long ago was all this?
Oh, it must be 100 years ago. Must be four.
But you know your side, darling.
Oh, my people are here. I see it wasn't great to say. Well, I think back to those days. I had a rough time.
What's it like over there, Polly? Can you tell us something about your side of life?
Very nice. It's very wonderful place to be. It's very real, a perfect place. It's just as real to us as your sisters to you. Not so.
Have you still?
We have our schools for the young children and those that want to be learned, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we have all sorts of business. I haven't seen any churches, thank God. Oh dear, the clergymen that are out of work when they get here. They have to start working for everything. Of course, not in the same way that people are left, but everyone has to fulfill a peace. Because, mind you, there are some very nice men in the church. I shouldn't say all this, should I? But I'm just in your conversation about your meeting with the scheduler. Ah, you don't have to tell me. I know. Oh, dear. You know all the answers and talk. Oh, if you just let them talk, and they're happy to hear the sound of their own voice. If you just say yes, father, or no, father, they're quite happy. Oh, dear. I don't know, I'm sure. I shouldn't be taking it. What does it you say? I'm not going to lie.
I'm laughing. Oh, you haven't got
one, have you? No.
It's all right.
I find this very strange. Oh, dear. I can't be thinking if I'd have known about this. Because we used to have the new folk, you know.
Yeah.
We used to have some idea of things. But of course, we never believed in communication with spirits, as she called it. Oh, the father would have been down on us. He'd have been exercising us all.
That was about any good, was it?
No, he'd have had his bell and his book and his candle. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Well,
I'm
enjoying yourself,
aren't you? I find it very amusing coming to speak. Speaking through this thing here, it's like a head of a watch. It's a very strange affair, but together.
Very interesting, though.
You know, don't tell me about
this. No, I haven't been back to your side. You must be first. Oh, that's what I love for being here now. Oh, it's 1833. Goodness me. Don't know how long ago that is.
Really?
Many years ago. This is
Queen Victoria.
Who is she?
I said it before Queen Victoria.
I don't know about Queen Victoria's.
Well, are you still starving there?
I've
got a little bit of land.
No, I have not seen it since last. I think you've left me farm, so you must I'm not interested in all that.
How do you do occupy your time, Molly?
Well, this man does go on. What an extraordinary man you are.
Oh, very interesting, Molly. And what you do and all that, you know, Molly. Very interesting.
Molly, how are you dressed? What have you got on?
There was a skirt and a blouse. And a shawl. Would you expect me to come stuff naked? I wonder what it is that people think about us. I suppose they think we're all running around in the baby birthday suits and floating about on clouds and blowing bubbles or something.
I
don't do that, Molly. You're quite an interesting man yourself. You wouldn't be Irish, that I can know.
No, I can't, Martha.
Was she now?
My grandmother is.
The most interesting mixture of Irish and Scots that we have.
My father came from Scots. My mother came from English. So we don't know what I am.
Do you know Malahide, Molly?
What was that you said?
Do you know Malahide? Near Belton.
I'm trying to think. This is a long technical container there. And I haven't been back since. No, I don't remember. It's just a new place.
Oh, no. Not a new place. It's on the coast. It's another old Montero Tower, though.
Molly, can you tell us something about what you're doing your side of life?
Oh, not again, then. Oh, no. Wasn't a priest to me. Let me give you any peace.
Molly, is there anything special you would like to tell us?
Talk
to
us about it. Met my husband.
You have?
Oh, but we don't live together. Mm-hmm. We didn't get on at all, Paul. No, we just didn't hit it off, as you see. No. He didn't understand me, said the prophet. They were not stupid. If he hadn't gotten into the family, we hadn't been married.
Oh, I see.
It's a case of getting married because it was a thing to do. Mm-hmm. Your mother and these people. But we weren't stupid for each other, of course. We only lived together just a few years. Mm-hmm. My mother had a little business. She was very troubled and evil. Mm-hmm. Had a little tiny business room. Mm-hmm. Made a little bit of money. Mm-hmm. I was very careful with my money. Passed from my bottle.
What made you take out the bottle, Molly?
When you're away from everything and everybody, when you're living in a tiny little place, miles from anywhere, your nearest neighbor is several miles, you haven't got much to do. Mm. I used to get me drink. I used to go in the pony and trap sometimes. And he was altered. I was quite happy to live off the ground. I had the turnips and sweets and things and parsnips and I used to live mostly on vegetables and potatoes, of course. We used to make a roll. I used to know how to make a very good drink. Fantastic for things. Yes. When I was short of something stronger, I used to give that to my friends. He's the power of the place. He didn't mind. No, it was something. He was rather fond of the father. If he hadn't been a priest, I might have got married to him. Maybe he wasn't a burst to a little bit of fun on the quest. And I thought we shouldn't talk about that, should I?
You and I?
It's a long time ago. I shouldn't be talking about these things. But I suppose since it's a long time ago, it can look quite a little. Doesn't really matter. All I can see is that I'm happy here. In my own way. My mother, she was a good woman too. In her own way.
Stop talking, Molly.
No, I don't stop, Molly. We have two
sisters. Who is Mr. Rufus here? Ellie and Martha. Of course, we are often together.
What are they doing, Molly? Your sisters? Little more, and then we do something else.
We moved to Ireland when I was 14 from Scotland.
Wow. When did you go to Scotland, Monica? You remember that?
Dundee. We dabbled for a time, and then I did nothing, and then I moved Ash for Dufford, and then I moved again and again several times, trying to get away from people. Perhaps I shouldn't talk about this. It's a long time ago. Nobody can be worried about this. I'm happy here. But dear, oh dear.
What do your sisters do with themselves?
The one is a teacher for the small needs of the children. She teaches the children. And the other one, she is in a hospital. But not a hospital quite as you would call it. But a place where people are not well in need of help and attention. You know, they haven't been able to sort themselves out and they need comfort and they need direction. And she can get there, you see. And there are people who need to be, I don't know what words you call it, but gradually help to settle in their new home, you know, environment. They can't sort of stop themselves such. Oh, but I've been learning a great deal here, and I've been learning such interesting things too. I was always interested in learning, but I never had an opportunity, and I was unfortunate, I thought, you know. There was no time for schooling in those days. I remember when I was a wee child, we had no one to teach us. I never went to school for any length of time, just a few odd weeks here and there. But there weren't proper schools. I didn't have much time for that sort of thing. Oh, dear, dear. This is a strange thing. I've heard so much about this and thought I'd like to find out.
We've done very well.
I don't understand very much about this. And she was physicist. Oh, dear, my dear.
Because you
don't it. Does it me? Because I feel now I'm one, Mr. Not that I was much of a man for the church, but my goodness me, I should have been exercised or whatever it is they do to people. If they know about this, wouldn't it? Oh, dear, oh, dear.
You're doing very well,
Mom. The churches. I don't know. I suppose they mean, but let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Oh dear, oh dear. That's what I said about you. I said about you too. And about your meetings. And about the things that you do. And I thought it was very interesting to come and see for myself. I don't think I'll make a habit of coming back to this sort of thing. I don't think there's much point for it myself. I suppose it's not nice if someone's relations come and talk to them. That's really nice and really comforting. But it don't seem that I can do much good. I don't think I can help you.
You can,
Molly. Oh, nobody wants to hear me.
Yes, you
do.
If you'd like to
hear it,
you
can find
out your fucking doing on that side.
Oh, not again. People must hear me. You are just a silly old man.
I'd like to hear anything on you.
This is a very good job. This is very good. Thank you. Thank you. Well,
is it
your ankle? Yes. I'd like to be with all my friends here, and we get together, and we sing, and music. Oh, I love the music. And I never had much opportunity for those type of music. But here I can go into it seriously. And I've been to the most wonderful houses and listened to the most wonderful music. And it gives me such happiness. I think I get more happiness out of that than anything else. But you know, although I've been telling you about myself when I was on your side and I used to drink, it was because I was lonely. Because I was inclined to be depressed and unhappy, you know. But I don't have to drink here. I don't want to drink. I'm quite sober here. I don't drink. You know, the funny thing is that I lived in Ireland all 5 years, and I never lost my Scots accent, did I? Oh, I know people used to say, talk to me on the Irish. I say, no, I said, no, but there's stuff in my mother, there's stuff. My father was Irish. But, and I did most of my life in Ireland. But I used to think that I'm a bit of Scots and a bit of Irish.
Wow.
Two of the best brains. That's what the father would say, you can't beat good Irish for people. Oh, dear, dear. And I say, well, the Scots is a bit of an Irish, but we have to make do with what we're always going about. Oh, I suppose I shouldn't be talking quite this way.
You're very well, Molly. You're very well indeed.
Do you like a cup of Scots, Irish, you say?
No, I don't like it.
It's good for you.
Is it? Well.
Have a little nip of that every night.
I don't like it.
The world of good. Did you get a better taste? You require that good enough. You do good. This is the paper. People are prejudiced. Because when you do it to excess, this is bad.
Mm.
All the best clergymen drink.
Do they?
Oh, well, I think because of it.
Don't be surprised.
This stuff is not.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Well, what I should say, there's nothing wrong with the teachings of Christ.
Oh, yeah, right,
yeah. I'm afraid they don't seem to know very much about what they're talking about.
It's quite crazy, though.
Christ, you. Christ understood. That's one day I might meet him.
You will.
I don't know. Lots of people have such strange ideas.
Christ would have had an ordinary man, why? The church would have put him on a pedestal.
And I'm talking about it, I can hear you
talk, right? I don't think I can see very much with the different type of people.
You do very well.
I don't think I should come and talk again.
Oh, please.
Oh, yes.
No, you want someone intelligent. Someone who can talk to you sensibly about it. But the extraordinary thing is that when I get like this, it somehow is as if all sorts of ideas and thoughts to do with the past keep coming, you know. And I'd much rather be able to concentrate on things to do with my own life, see? But as soon as I get down to his head, it seems that the past stuff become predominant, is that what you say? You know, and, well, he don't want to talk on the mission to all that, so I should have tried to have concentrated more on things and on puzzles, I assure you. But they always, I understand that they always say that you should always tell people who you are and what you are and all of this. I shouldn't have thought that was as important as what you are now. There's very few people who can come back and say that they were anything very much, if they're honest.
Yeah.
Seems to me that we all made a lot of mistakes and none of us are very particularly good. I think it's the present and the future that matters. That's the matter that is. Anyway, they don't want to talk to me without any school.
Well, that would be very nice to
say. I hope. But I don't know. Perhaps they will come and talk to me.
Yeah. Just
for a moment. But I must say that I am nervous. That is okay. I can't help thinking of that. The only issue is I come here. I think what of the pattern that the priest would have thought. He should have put up his hands in horror and asked him to drink straight away to get over the shock. Goodbye.